friends, welcome to the Woven in Truth podcast. We're so happy you're listening. Just with everything going on right now, we wanted to release a special episode just to let you guys know we're here for you. We care about you. We know the world's kind of crazy right now. And we don't want to tell you how to feel or just disperse more information. We just want you to know that wherever you're at, whatever you're feeling, you're just not alone. And we want you to know that you're loved and your circumstances are valid and you're prayed for us or prayed for by us here at Woven. And we just want to minister you to you. We just feel like these are crazy times surrounding the COVID-19 virus. And we have an international audience. And it's just kind of crazy that we all need to connect with each other right now. We all need to connect with God and his truth in a special way as we're just realizing how human we very much are. My friend Kaylee from the Pod Squad is here today. Kaylee, thanks for joining.
Hi, everyone. I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, we're happy you're here, Kaylee. You're so cute on my little Zoom call. everybody that's listening, please be gracious with us. This is our first virtual podcast. We are practicing social distancing, so we are not in the same room. So the audio might be a little glitchy, but we didn't want that to stop us from releasing something today. Also, we have a very special guest. Michelle Carrillo is here. And Michelle, thank you so much for joining us via Zoom today.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. For those of you listening, Michelle's just a woman I so admire. She's the definition of steadfastness. I know that her deep faith is something that God has developed in her over the years. And she's someone I've gone to personally when she did live local. We don't live in the same city anymore, but when she did live local, I just would go to her when I felt like my world was falling apart, and I'd sit and I'd be in shambles and we would crochet together. And after her talk, I would leave feeling just so refreshed by her faithful and kind of objective perspective of things. Anyways, that's why I thought of her. And I just really wanted her to share with all of you as well that might be feeling like I am, aka very anxious right now. So basically, there's just been a lot of conversations right now in regards to the COVID-19 virus, a lot of information, closures, prevention, distancing measures. We all have so much information. It's constantly updating and changing, but we just wanted to take some time to minister to our hearts as women and just everybody that's listening. I think many of us, I don't know if you agree with me, I've been realizing how easy it is to put my hope in things other than God, things I've just never had to question or even struggle with because of my privilege. The hope, I didn't realize I put so much hope in infrastructure, in schedules, in planning, and the ability to make plans and then see them to fruition. So I don't know. I think it's a good time to just peel all that away and really think through what it means to put my hope in God. And we really want to calm our hearts. Everybody that's listening, I know that's what we want. We want to calm our hearts, calm our anxieties, and calm our minds as we face these unprecedented unknowns. You know, that word keeps coming up, unprecedented. And that means never done or known before. And I just feel like for me, it's revealing my state of faith. Like these times of fear and of the unknown, these are times where my faith is either refined or it's proven invalid. And obviously that's not what I want. I want it to be refined. And this is a battle. So anyways, we did reach out to our listeners and we wanted to know, like, how are you feeling? What's going on in your life right now? And some people are going through really hard things. Like some of the women told us they've lost jobs. Their spouses have lost jobs. These incomes they depend on are no longer there. They've had to cancel graduation ceremonies that they've worked 6 years towards. Weddings, these weddings that they planned and, you know, invested in and dreamed of since they were little girls, like their weddings aren't happening anymore the way they thought they would. Their kids' birthday parties can't happen and they're having just to stay home and be scared. And anyways, I just wanted to ask your thoughts, Michelle. Where can we steer our hearts at these times? Like, what do you think about this?
Yeah. Well, thank you for having me on. And I'm glad to be here. And I hope I can help different women, all women that are going through many different things, like you said. I mean, I think some people are feeling like, oh, it's just a snow day. You know, we're just in the house. We're going to do some puzzles. And, you know, and I think definitely that's probably how it begins. You feel like it's a snow day. I'm not sure how we'll feel in 15 days. Mm-hmm. But also, you know, I think it kind of depends on what we're filling our minds with and what we're holding on to, what we're letting ourselves gravitate towards. Because, you know, obviously with the news, I mean, you can pretty much turn the news on all the time and hear the latest update, and we need to be aware. But, you know, I think after a certain number of minutes, it's just repeating the same story. And sometimes that can really be the thing that's lingering in our heart. Mm-hmm. It really reminds me of September 11th. You know, we lived in New Jersey. We had friends in the World Trade Center. We had neighbors who were killed in that event. And I just remember those first days. It was everywhere, you know, it was on the news nonstop. And finally, I think the nation realized it was really just scaring people and scaring kids. Our son had nightmares, you know. So I think just be informed, but don't let it dominate your mind and your heart. And be wise, you know, don't tune out completely, obviously, but, you know, let it help you do good. Let it help you to love people around you, how you can safely. And, you know, I think, I guess the other thought that comes to mind is fill your mind with good things. You know, I think of quiet times, like, you know, honestly, I think when we're preparing, we're buying stuff, we're trying to, you know, prepare for settling in for 15 days or whatever it'll be, we kind of forget to focus our mind on God.
Right.
And I don't really mean, oh, let's have a quiet time. Let's read a scripture. Let's write a couple things down and run off to do whatever. But I mean, even take this time if we're at home, to wake up early, especially if you have kids, to wake up before your kids and really have time to think about God and to read some scriptures. And, you know, I think of Hebrews 10:22, where it says, let us draw near to God with a sincere heart and with full assurance that faith brings. And then in verse 23, it says, let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, that we say we have, for he who promised is faithful. And, you know, I think it's an effort, like what we think about, what we set our hearts on, what we want to fill our minds with. You know, I think even though we have never been through things like this, certainly generations before us have been through really difficult times, harder times than this so far. And, you know, I think that clinging to God and meditating on scripture would really be great. I mean, even, you know, this morning I woke up, it was still dark outside. And I think there's something about that, not that I do that every day, by the way, but I did this morning. And I think it feels like, okay, I don't have to worry about running to the next thing right now because I have time to listen. You know, I have time to read a scripture, sit there and listen to what God may say to me, to put on some music that is Christian music that, you know, when you're hearing the words over and over, you can really allow it to settle in your heart when you're hearing God of all creation. You know, just it helps center ourselves and helps focus our minds. So I think first, like really, really taking the opportunity to draw close to God, hold unswervingly. Like these scriptures are here for times like this.
Right.
You know, I mean, I think normally we think, oh, you know, it's easy, you know, we'll have a little snack of spirituality this morning and run out the door. But No, we really need God.
Right.
And these are the times, these are the experiences that build our faith.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like how you are recommending just that quiet time in the morning. And I think for some of us, that's a word that we've used a lot before this time, but now we actually have this whole day free where there is time to just sit and be silent. But what are some things that you recommend really dwelling on in that time or praying for in that time? Because I know for me, I've had this time off of work and all this time to do that. But then I sit down and I almost feel like, whoa, I have so many things on my mind. There's so many things I can pray for. But I almost don't even know where to begin in this time that's kind of overwhelming.
Yeah, that's great. Well, I think, you know, what I was saying about sitting silently, I think ask God, help me, show me what I need. What am I afraid of? What am I really fearing in this moment? Like, am I afraid of death? Am I afraid of my kids dying? What am I afraid of? What's really at the root of it? And then looking up scriptures that help that, you know, I think of Deuteronomy 4 in verse 7, it says, what other nation is so great as to have their gods near them? The way the Lord our God is near us whenever we pray to him. You know, just that thought alone that God is near us. In Matthew 1:23, where, you know, the announcing of Jesus's birth, and the Bible calls him Emmanuel, God with us. I think sometimes, you know, we're focused on finding God, and okay, there's some responsibility with, you know, finding God, but God knows exactly where we're at. God knows us. God is with us. And so even if we're focused on that, even if we were to study how God is near, God is here, that for those of us who are Christians, the Holy Spirit is within us. He's with us. And if we listen, he will guide us. He'll help us. He'll point us to scriptures. And honestly, there are so many scriptures. I mean, the whole Bible, I mean, I think you could pretty much go to any paragraph. Well, Leviticus, I think it is, or I can't think right now, but, you know, there are some that are, it's a little bit harder to find something encouraging, but for the most part, you know, you can look almost anywhere. And if you read that scripture and not think in your, you know, because our tendency is to go, oh, yeah, I know that one. Or you can finish it. You can say, you know, complete the sentence. But to really pay attention, you know, and let the words encourage our hearts. That's what we need to do.
I love that. Like, this is not, I just was listening to something else today, a different podcast, and it was talking about, like, this is not the time to be cherry picking in our Bible. You know what I mean? Like, take one scripture and, you know, like, that's like what we're going to hold on to that day. Cause sometimes it almost is like in one ear and out the other, or it just feels like I can't even make sense of that right now. Like, this is a great time to dig into things biblically, to dig into our faith, to pray like we haven't prayed for a long time, maybe.
Yeah.
To fill up in a new way, like read those spiritual books that we've been, you know, we haven't had the space to read. And I know not everybody can stay home right now. And some people are still, especially the listeners in the medical field, you know, which they're heroes right now. I feel like that's amazing. Or people that their jobs haven't, you know, shut down quite yet. I just think, it's still, there's a lot of fear and worry. And I think, I don't know, sometimes I've felt like fear is such, like it's the opposite of faith because it's, you know, me worrying or putting my trust in other things. At the same time, I don't know about you guys, it feels a little inevitable sometimes. Like I that worry pops right back up, which I think all the more reason to have deeper, longer quiet times and things like that. But what do you think about that, Michelle? I know you mentioned being in New Jersey during 9/11, which I can't even imagine the fear, the devastation mm-hmm. that was like, especially knowing people. What are some other hardships or times in your life that maybe it felt really scary or uncertain? And how did God respond? Like, how did you get through that?
Yeah. Wow. Well, it's kind of funny because when we lived in San Diego, we were, Robert, my husband, was speaking and he was naming off all the disasters that we've been through. And kind of funny, but one of the sisters yelled out in the audience, "The Korea's got to go."
Like, don't bring that on me.
because it almost seemed like we brought it with us, you know. But you know, I think a lot. You know, when I was 23, I moved to Mexico City and had to learn a new language and lots of stuff, trials. Sharing my faith in another language, trying to keep spiritually strong. And then like I just mentioned in Miami, we went through Hurricane Andrew and we found out the day before that it was coming because we had been super busy with work and
oh my goodness,
we didn't really watch TV that much. And Robert, the night before, it happened on a Sunday, and on Saturday he went out to get some milk at the grocery store and there were ladies fighting over water and you know, people were going crazy at the grocery store. He didn't even know what was going on, and he found out, oh, there's a hurricane coming. So thankfully he bought charcoal to cook food that was in our freezer and batteries. And we filled up our bathtubs with water and
wow.
Kind of buckled down. We found, we had, plates that went over all the windows cause this was Florida and it was an older house. We had just moved out of a really flimsy condo. And so we had the people that moved in who we knew we were good friends with come and stay with us. Mm. For some of, you know, the Ariases came and stayed with us, and we had a few singles that came and stayed with us in this house. And, you know, but the crazy thing is the next day first of all through the night, you could hear banging and all kinds of stuff happening outside, the wind. And it was really scary, you know, you have your kids and your family. And, but in the morning, you know, we wake up to find a sailboat in our yard. All the big trees are down. We have no electricity. We have no running water. You know, we could hear nothing outside, no birds, nothing was happening. And then a couple days later, you know, you have these big military helicopters flying overhead, you know, and here we are with all these trees that you couldn't get to an ATM. The banks were down. So if you didn't have money, you were stuck. Just craziness, wow. Right? Sorry, probably going into a lot of detail, but you know, I think, I just felt very thankful. Like I would go in the backyard and pray and thank God for everything, you know, the little blades of grass or the sky being so blue and beautiful, or my kids, you know, running around afterwards. And, you know, I think even now, you know, we have this thing happening, but if we can get outside, the birds apparently don't know there's a virus going around. I don't think it's affecting them. Mm-hmm. You know, you can thank God for the birds and the sky and the trees, and thank God for the health that we do have. And, you know, I think that is one thing that we can practically do is really, even maybe at night before we go to bed, writing down, you know, 5-10 things that we're grateful for, and sometimes hard to do, which is crazy. But I think it gets easier and easier. And I think we start realizing, gosh, we really have so much to be thankful for. And it does help us know God is here. God is still giving us really great things that we need to grab onto. So yeah, I definitely did that. Yeah. So, you know, I've had dengue fever in the hospital, just almost died from that.
Oh my goodness.
So, you know, going through 9/11, storms, fires, all kinds of stuff. We've had to evacuate our house. But, you know, it is pretty amazing that God is faithful. And sometimes when we're in the middle of the story, we don't know we're in the middle of the story. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when Joseph was in the middle of his story, it looked pretty grim. He was in prison. But right. Look at the amazing things that God did through him. And so I think just be mindful that God loves us and he wants to use us to help other people too.
Right, right. Which I mean, I just love, I think something really practical I pulled from what you just shared is one easy way to battle worry is with gratitude, which feels so contradictory, but it's really not. They definitely, I don't know, I'm reading Max Lucado's book right now, Anxious for Nothing. Because right now I feel like I'm anxious for everything. And one of the quotes in there is, worry refuses to share the heart with gratitude. One heartfelt thank you will suck the oxygen out of worry's world. And I just think that that's pretty amazing because gratitude's so powerful and it puts the power back where it belongs, which is in the sovereignty of God. And like you mentioned, like he's not scared. He's not fretting right now. He's in control. And I think when I'm grateful to him and when I'm acknowledging the amazing things that I do have, the amazing ways he's worked in my life in other times when I was fearful, that's going to just suck the oxygen, suck the life out of all that worry. Because sometimes if I'm just giving the worry oxygen, it just grows and grows and grows. And then it makes me edgy and weird and not outward focused. I get very self-protective and I get very into my own needs or my family's needs. And I just want to close off, you know, and I think, but when I'm grateful, when I'm acknowledging the presence of God, it grows my faith. It helps me see things the way he does and it puts the power back where it belongs.
Yeah. I was thinking, Mal, I love that quote that you just shared. And back at the start of this crazy year, I made my theme cultivating gratitude based on an episode we did on gratitude a few months ago. And I think I've really been trying to dwell on that. And I love that you shared that, Michelle. But what I have found interesting when I sit down to really focus on, okay, in these crazy times, what am I grateful for? In the past weeks or months, what I've been thankful for are things like my routine, like that I have a job, that I have healthcare, that I have grad school, and I'm getting to fulfill these things I've looked forward to. And then come yesterday, a lot of those things became really uncertain. And I'm someone who thrives in stability and certainty. And so it was hard to be grateful, but I found myself reaching deeper for things that I'm grateful for, like my health. That isn't really something I thought about before. Like I just kind of took that for granted, being young and healthy, or even just time of connection or community and things that I had really taken for granted that now have become the most important things when everything else seems so uncertain. So I think even taking gratitude deeper in this time than just the things that we may thank God for day in and day out, but not really realize how much he is providing for us.
Yeah. Well, you know, when we actually, before moving to Los Angeles, we're in the ministry now, but we had worked for Hope Worldwide. And one of the areas that Hope Worldwide focuses on is disaster relief. And, you know, or also when we went through the hurricane in Miami, you realize all of this stuff, our schedules, our things, our belongings, everything that we can see can change very fast, very quickly. And it I think to really make sure that we are building in the right way, you know, in Colossians 2:6, I read the scripture a couple weeks back and was thinking about it in my quiet time, how it says, so then, just as you have received received Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live in him, rooted and built up in him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness. Like, this one scripture is pretty much everything we're talking about right now. But, you know, to, first of all, continue to live in him, like, it takes an effort to, you know, make sure we are continuing to live in him. But I think of rooted and built up. They're two different things. One is going down into the ground, stabilizing you, securing you. If you think of trees or plants, you know, that's how they get their nutrients. Their sustenance is through rooting, is they get their water and their food through rooting. And then built up in him, you know, it's what we produce with our lives, what we give back, you know, the fruit we give to other people. And then strengthened in faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness, which we kind of just talked about. But, you know, I think even it, the other thing that stands out to me is it says, as you were taught, which kind of reminds me as a leader, this is what we need to be teaching, mm-hmm. that we are rooting ourselves in Jesus, that we're rooting ourselves in God, not our routine. And, you know, I heard Linda Brumley share one time that we do not know what the future holds, but we do know who holds the future. And I love that, because we can know God. We can know the one who holds the future. We do not know the future, but we know the one who holds the future. And I think what you're saying is totally the way we all go. You know, we want to know we're safe, we're secure, we have our routine down, it's everything's good. But the truth is, it's that's not where our faith and our hope needs to be. And, you know, even seeing this is an opportunity to realize that. This is an opportunity to plant ourselves, root ourselves in a way that, you know, we didn't have a month ago or 2 months ago. And it feels very real now. It feels very much like, oh my gosh, I better dig some more roots. You know, I better grow in this, because my life is depending on it. You know, you don't always feel that when you think, you know, we can just put our roots in our wallet or our, you know, I don't know how, I'm trying to think of how that works, but, you know, when we're not putting our faith in God,
right,
it becomes clear, quick.
Well, and I think it's you know, changing things. Like, we can't be productive right now. So it's like, what are we going to be? If I want to be fruitful, I have to go to God. I have to rely on him. I have to try to be, have the fruits of the spirit, because my productivity is not even a thing anymore. Like, right. I can't be.
Well, it's funny, because the word itself gives it away, you know, productivity. It's like, I don't know, I imagine a factory or something, you know, something that's human, something right. that we produce ourselves. We run ourselves ragged and running all around. But, you know, if you think of a plant and you think of growing, it's the plant's not, you know, sitting there going, grow, you know, soak in the nutrients. And it's just allowing what is God made to happen. And anyway, whatever. Yeah.
But I love that. Cause
so
yeah,
very, it's very good. Yeah.
It's just more about being connected to God in a deeper way, you know, and now that we have the space for that and the need, really, I think we always need that, but I don't know, I'm feeling that need in a very distinct way. And even hearing different people's stories that are even more directly affected by what's going on, that is totally the need right now.
Yeah.
And everyone's feeling, I don't know, pretty isolated, either emotionally or physically. And I think that can magnify our fears, or it can really drive us deeper into faith. And one thing my mom's doing, if people out there are feeling lonely, I thought this was great. She works with schools and they just shut down. So she gets contracted to go out to different schools. Anyways, they're all shut down. So she's just kind of home. And my dad is high risk. So she's trying to really limit mm-hmm. her exposure and different things like that. So basically one thing she's doing, so she doesn't get into her whatever, she has this huge list every day of names. and she prays for those people. Mm. She calls them, she texts them, she tries to find special ways mm-hmm. to encourage them, and even reconnecting with people she hasn't connected with for a long time. Now, she doesn't have like kids at home. She has her dog that yeah. is pretty needy. But other than that, I just thought that was such a special way that she was staying outward focused, but also connected for herself, but also in a great way.
Yeah, yeah.
To take care of people around her. So I just wanted to mention that too. I think isolation can magnify our fears if we're not intentional about finding creative ways to stay connected. Also, I wanted yeah. to mention there's more resources too, Michelle, like we were talking earlier, your husband, what's some of the stuff he's been putting out there? We'll put a link to his, he's putting out daily material. Is that correct?
Yeah. He started Sunday. He did a Sunday service, live stream. He's been doing videos every morning at 7 a.m. And he just started to translate them into Spanish, which is really great because, mm-hmm. Gosh, we know a lot of people who speak Spanish. You can find him at metro.laicc.net, and he's updating them every day. And so, yeah, he's been talking about the difference, you know, just how to be faithful and not fearful, and you know, kind of trying to help us see the difference. Cause sometimes, you know, even when I was talking to my brother before anything really started to happen, and I was talking to him about preparing, you know, and it was kind of funny. He's my youngest brother, but at one point he was like, yeah, yeah, Michelle, it's going to be okay. You're going to be okay. And I was like, hey, this isn't for me. This is, I'm telling you because I see where this is going. And I'm not, just because I'm preparing doesn't mean I'm afraid.
Right.
But of course I've had my times of fear too, like everybody else. But I think just knowing the difference, you know, how do you be prepared and still be faithful? How do you walk with God through these times? So he's doing that. And I, like you said, you'll put the link on. I think that'll be great.
Yeah, definitely.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I'm so grateful.
You know, one, oh, sorry.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
Well, one little thing I thought of as I was trying to think of different people who might be listening to this, I was thinking of, you know, people who have little kids. And I one thing that Jerry Lang told me when I was a young mom, when we were moving here and there, going to different countries and stuff. And I was asking her about my kids and, you know, the change or all of the stuff going on, the commotion around us. And she said, you know, if you're okay, they will be okay. And that has always stuck with me that, you know, well, one, we can't fake it with our kids.
Right.
Because they see if we're really stressed out or not. You know, whether you might be saying you're not stressed out, which probably stresses them out even more to think that you don't know you're stressed out. But not that we need to be telling them all about it or anything. But I think really making sure we do take care of ourselves emotionally. You know, I think fear is emotional faithlessness, you know, where we're just inwardly faithless or mm-hmm. not, you know, we're struggling.
Right.
But, you know, and even teaching our kids how to give us time to really devote to God, like teach them, you know, this is my time to pray and to read. So depending on their age, if, you know, can you do these things while mommy's praying and reading, and then we'll go and do such and such, you know, or if, you know, you're home with your husband or roommate, or if someone can tag team with you and someone watch the kids and someone go have time with God. I think this is really, really important that we are grounded, rooted in God. Mm-hmm.
Definitely. Kaylee, did you want to mention some of the other resources? I think that's great feedback though, Michelle.
Yes, that is. I'm really glad you touched on that because I think that's something with all the kids home, that's something that's going to be really helpful to a lot of moms. And I love that Robert has really taken this opportunity to provide just daily scriptures and devotionals. And then I just wanted to reach out to our podcast listeners, just to reach out to us and send us any resources you have found in this time and things that have been helpful to you, because this is definitely a time that we want to draw on community. And so we know of some things locally and some women have reached out, but we'd love to hear what is helping you during this time, what resources you have found. So please share those with us either on our website or on Instagram so that we can share them with everyone.
Awesome. Yes, definitely. Well, Michelle, thank you so much for being on and sharing your thoughts and your faith in this time, because I feel like that just sets a great example. So thanks for taking your time to share with us. And everybody else who tuned in and listened today, we just really appreciate you guys. Just know we're praying for you. And we know everybody's situation is a little bit different, but we know that we are all very human. And we really care about you. And we really care about whatever valid circumstances are going on right now. But we do want to encourage you just to draw close to each other. But more than anything, draw close to God in these times. We're here for you guys. We're praying for you. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll catch you next time on the podcast.